I know you talked about convenience, that a lot of families now kind of, as they don't spend as much time cooking like they used to, they're looking kind of for some food that's easy to prepare, and unfortunately, a lot of those have the sugar. But I know recently there have been more and more people recommending some of the kind of convenient foods that are like protein shakes, and sometimes I've even seen fruits and vegetable extracts that don't have all the sugar in them. I think they've taken out the water, but they have all the catechins, the phytonutrients in them as well. What's your feeling about these kind of products?
Well, I think from the standpoint, especially kids that are disruptive, they don't like to sit there for a half hour dinner and eat their vegetables, right? And sugar from a lot of fruit would throw fire and gasoline together, so to speak, and so you're going to cause more disruption by giving them fruit and fruit juices. And so there are great products out there that have fruit and vegetable extracts where the sugar's been removed. And, of course, we like those. We actually suggest that people take them. And, of course, the sugarless whey shakes. Again, handfuls of mixed salted nuts. These are all things that are great foods, good foods, and they're sugar-free. Now, I can tell you that microwaves are the greatest things for kids who are kind of left to their own devices for cooking because they can make herbal teas, which have no caffeine in them. They can actually cook eggs. They can whip up their eggs like you'd be whipping up eggs to scramble them. You can make omelets and things like that, put them in the microwave. Works like a charm. You can cook hamburger patties in microwaves. You can cook chicken in microwaves. You can heat up baked potatoes with butter on it in microwaves. There's all kinds of things that a six-year-old kid can do, or maybe a latchkey kid who comes home. They're 8, 10, 12, 15 years old, and they're coming home by themselves a couple hours early. What do they do for a snack? They can come home, put a hamburger patty and a baked potato with some butter on it in the microwave, and really have a great meal without the danger of fire, without natural gas and electric stoves where you can put your hand on it and burn yourself. It's really a very, very useful tool when you have kids, that are those microwaves. And they're sound waves. There's no radiation, so there's no danger to the kid from radiation. A lot of people were worried about radiation, but there's no radiation in a microwave. And I have six of them. I have microwaves everywhere. They're so convenient. When my herbal tea cools down, I don't want to march to the other end of the house to put my herbal tea in the microwave, so I have them all over the house. And they're cheap, they're convenient, they're safe. And a little kid, all they have to do is know how to count to 10, and they know how to work those little digital gauges on there, and it makes them independent. They like being able to do that. And you teach them, you get a little footstool and teach them how to wash dishes and things. Kids just love growing up and being big and so forth. So it's not something you have to force them to do. If you give them all the tools and they feel good when they do it, they eat properly, staying away from sugar, they'll do it.